From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1016th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ray Price.
Now blue ain't the word for the wind that blew, and a storm's brewing in this heart of mine. This ain't no crazy dream, I know that it's real. You're someone else's love now, you're not mine. It's the arms that reach to hold somebody new. Far my yearning heart keeps saying, you're not mine. My troubled mind knows soon to another you'll be with. And that's why I'm lonely all the time. I'm a yearning heart, keep saying you're not mine. I trouble mine no soon to another you'll be with. And that's why I'm lonely all the time.
Ray Price and his big hit, Crazy Arms. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Looks like we've got a good show lined up.
Well, maybe you better tell them about it, Grant.
Well, first off, we got Miss June Carter with us.
And our good friends Archie Campbell and Chester Atkins.
String Bean, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers, all the Cherokee Cowboys.
And as our very special guest, the Queen of Country Music, Kitty Wells. We'll have one of Kitty's great songs in just a few minutes, but right now it's time we heard from that expert on women who says a wife may not select her husband's suits, but she usually picks his pocket. The sage of Bull Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Thank you, buddy. There's your ad-libs. How are you tonight?
Just fine, Archie.
Got my new Easter coat on, and I'm feeling uncommonly well.
Well, you look good, too. You know, I'm glad you're here because I want you to hear something I'm about to recite.
Oh, you're going to recite a little something, are you?
Now, listen to this. 'Twas a balmy summer evening.
Well, wait just a minute there. If I misunderstood you, maybe, but I thought they introduced old Archie Campbell to come out here.
Well, I don't know. Be quiet and listen. 'Twas a balmy summer evening and a goodly crowd was there.
Wait just a minute. Now, I hate to butt in, Ray, but I do believe, now, according to the schedule, it's my time. I'm supposed to be out here. Maybe I'm at the wrong place. I don't know. Is this where it is?
Is this where what is?
Is this where the thing is?
Well, is this where what thing is?
Well, you know, is this where the thing, is this where the thing, you know what a thing is, don't you?
No, what is a thing?
Well, now, Ray, a thing is where if you're hunting a thing and you get a hold of the wrong thing, that ain't the right thing.
Well, I still don't know what you're talking about.
Well, is this where the Grand Ole Opry is?
That's right. This is where the Grand Ole Opry would be if I didn't have so many interruptions.
What'd you say, Had?
If you wouldn't interrupt me, I'm...
Interruptions. Have you got them things?
Yeah, I've got them.
I know the second I looked at that face that you had the interruptions. You can tell, but look at that. Boy, you better get to the hospital and get that cured, I'll tell you that right now. Surgery's the only thing. Right, where's Tommy Jackson? Right there's a man that had the interruptions. Look what it done to him. 14 operations he had for the interruptions. Why, every time them doctors would see him, they'd throw him down and cut him open. They finally got tired of it and just put a zipper on him.
Archie, that's terrible.
That's the truth.
That's terrible.
Well, it didn't turn out too bad. You see, his wife, she sued that doctor for cutting him open. Got him on a federal charge.
Got him on a federal charge?
Yeah, for opening her mail.
Now, Now, would you please be quiet while I recite my poem?
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead, Ray.
'Twas a balmy summer evening.
There's one little thing I wanted to ask you. You know what one little rosebud said to the other little rosebud?
No, what did one little rosebud say to the other little rosebud?
Said, we're just a pair of bloomers.
There's a little question I'd like to ask you.
What's that, Ray? Any way I can help you out, I'll be glad to do it.
All right. Are those your ears on each side of your head?
How's that?
Are those your own ears on each side of your head?
That ain't a silly question. Of course they're my ears. Whose do you think they was?
Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe you'd borrowed them from a jackass.
I'll tell you, Ray, say you thought I borrowed it from a jackass.
Yeah.
Come to think about it, I did. When you want them back?
Archie Campbell, the Sage of Bull Jeff. Thank you, Archie. Which brings us down to guest time on this evening's show, and when I say we have a guest, I mean she's just about the best guest we could have. Let's have a great big hand for the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells. Yeah. Kitty, I just want to tell you how pleased and proud we are to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Ray.
And I know everybody's eager and anxious to hear you sing, so how about the big number you just brought out?
Be glad to. This is one side of my latest deck recording, Mommy for a Day. Why Mommy can't come home, and that her daddy wanted things this way. We kissed goodbye and my heart break to walk away alone, to have to be a mommy for a day.
I just remembered something. You know, next Wednesday is April Fool's Day, and I reckon the kids are getting set for some great tricks.
Yeah, we're going to have to be mighty careful about what we open. Candy boxes will have spring snakes in them and all that sort of thing. But there is something that we don't have to worry about when we open it.
What's that, Grant?
Oh, a can of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
You are so right.
The bright red can is just chock full of the finest smoking pleasure and comfort that natural tobacco can give a man. Prince Albert is always fresh. It's crimp cut, and that special PA process locks in all the flavor and goodness of the fine tobaccos.
Making men agree, PA tastes good. And besides, in OCB paper, PA rolls easy, never dribbles out the end.
So, making men or pipe smokers, don't be fooled. Get a cool, comfortable smoke every time with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
That's Square Dance time, and here's Tommy Jackson, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, to show us how it's done to the tune of Katy Hill.
Wait, swing, mom, swing, claw, swing, yes, girl, monkey, claw, everybody dance. On your groove, you're singing, baby, you're singing out, baby. Baby, I'm losing, and I'm so lazy, I'm losing, and I'm so lazy, I'm losing, and I'm so lazy, 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 and I'm
You know, we... Thank you. We have a very special hymn that we'd like to sing tonight. We hope you folks will like it. Very wonderful song with the help of the Jordanaires. It goes like this.
Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away, oh yes, to the morning so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and I shall be changed from this creature that I am, oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I see. There will be peace in the valley for me, for me.
Thank you. Thank
Ray,
you so much.
That was wonderful, Ray.
Well, thank you, Grant. Now it's time we called on one of our featured performers here on the Grand Ole Opry. He plays just about the best guitar in the world. His name is Chester Atkins, and the tune is Hello, Bluebird.
Chester Atkins and Hello Bluebird. Thank you, Chet.
Thanks so much. Which brings us down to another high spot in the Grand Ole Opry and one everybody is waiting for. The appearance of that gal who believes in love at first sight because it saves so much time, Miss June Carter.
Hello there, Ray Price.
Hello, June Buck.
Oh!
What's the matter with you?
I've had a terrible thing happen out there at the house today.
No kidding.
Yes, sir. You know I was going to have my new driveway poured.
Yeah.
And I was going to get a cement mixer to come in there and pour it.
Yeah.
And they come in there with that cement mixer, and that burn thing got stuck. And you know that 100-foot yard I had out there?
Yeah.
I've got a 100-foot driveway now. My house is just a setting in the middle of a great gob of cement. It's awful.
Well, that's terrible.
It's everywhere.
That's bad.
No, it wasn't too bad. I had two cars come in today and order up 3 dairy dips. I'm a-working on that place out there. I'm just a-working as hard as I can, because you see, them fellers, they like working girls.
That's right.
Yeah, huh? And I got a new motto for me about getting me a man.
What's that?
It says, one girl on her feet is worth 3 on her seat. And I'm going to stay on my feet, because us girls has got to stick together. That's the way I feel about it, because you see, you can get married. I know you can, because Kitty Wells, she got married.
She did.
Yeah, she's married to old Johnny. She got him. She married the foot-fired fool out of him before he ever knowed what happened to him.
Yeah.
I saw him today. They was walking down the street, Kitty and Johnny.
Yeah.
And they was just walking along, and he was whistling. This great big old dog comes by there and runs up and started gnawing on Kitty's leg.
No kidding.
Just biting her all over. And Johnny, he's just standing there looking at that old dog biting on Kitty's leg. And it made me mad.
Well, I don't blame him.
I run over and I shook him good and I said, Johnny, what in the world's wrong with you? You just let that old dog bite on poor old Kitty. Why didn't you try to hold it back?
What'd he say?
He said, well, June, he said, I thought about it, but said, you know, before Kitty and I got married, we had an agreement never to hold back anything from each other. In one of them newspapers for the folks that wants romantical buddies.
You mean one of them lonely heart ads?
Yeah, I'm going to put me an ad in there, and I got one rolled up, and I want to see if you think it's all right to go in there.
All right.
Young girl looking for a husband. Very good cook and handy with the plow. If you want me, holler now. Huh? No, you didn't. Well, I kind of took it from another ad I saw in this paper.
You've been reading that paper.
Yeah, I'll read this until you, the one I saw in the paper. It says, woman wants husband, can cook and will clean, will eat anything. P.S. Very fond of children. That wasn't too hot neither.
No,
was it?
Don't sound too.
Well, I want you to get that look off your face, because I ain't too bad off now, Smart Ellie. I got a letter last week. It was a love letter from somebody that listens to the Grand Ole Opry.
No kidding.
And I want to read that to you.
All right.
I'll read this thing to you. I got it right here. It's a fan letter. Dear June Carter, you are wonderful. I think you're the most beautiful girl in this whole world. You are terrific. You're colossal. And I love you with all of my heart. P.S. Please excuse me writing this with a crayon, but they won't let me have anything sharp in this place.
Oh. June, how are you coming on your campaign to get your boyfriend to marry you?
Oh, I'm just working so hard. You know, I invite him over to eat, and when he gets there, I try to make him just as comfortable as I know how.
Well, June, that'll work, because there's nothing a man likes better than his comfort. That's why so many pipe smokers rely on Prince Albert. They know Prince Albert gives them the most comfortable smoke ever. And PA is always so fresh. It's crimp cut. And the flavor is just right because a special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural goodness of the fine tobacco. And PA gives making men the smoking pleasure they want and rolls easy too. So pipe smoker or making men, if you've been missing out, get mild and mellow Prince Albert for the best downright smoking taste, enjoyment, and comfort.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
And now here's our guest, Miss Kitty Wells, with another of her great tunes called All the Time.
All the time, it's starting
tenderly, constantly, all of you, every day, I'll prove it every day, in happiness or don't let it worry you, for even when they tempt me, I'll never be untrue. All the time, yes, darling, all the time, through the years, smiles or tears, don't let it worry you, for even when they tempt me, I'll never be untrue. All the time, yes, darling, all the time, through the years, smiles or tears,
thank you, Kitty, and thanks for being our guest this evening. But now it's time we heard from another of our Grand Ole Opry regular featured performers. I'm talking about the old Kentucky Wonder himself, String Bean, playing I Wonder Where Wanda Went.
I wonder where Wanda went, oh, where can she be? I wonder where Wanda went, please come back to me. Oh, I was wrong from the start, when she left, she broke my heart. Wanda, Wanda, please come back to me. Her hair is dark and curly, and the teeth shine like pearls. Wild as a lily, that's my Wanda girl. And when she's through roaming and wants to settle down, I'll try to make her happy in this little town. I wonder where Wanda went, oh, where can she be? I wonder where Wanda went, please come back to me. Oh, I was wrong from the start, when she left, she broke my heart. Wanda, Wanda, please come back to me.
Thank you, String. Thanks a whole lot.
Say, Ray, before you start into your last big number, I wonder if you'd mind telling us a little about where you've been and where you're heading for on this next tour.
Well, I've been down in Florida for about 2 weeks, Grant, fishing with some real good friend of mine, the Taylors, and the Bagley's down there. Makes wonderful fishing baits, you know. And we've been down there for a couple of weeks, but we're getting ready to go out to Texas for a big, long tour.
Well, you're looking fine, Ray, and we wish you all kinds of luck on this new tour. Well, I think it's time for a song from you, so here he is, neighbors. Ray Price, the Cherokee cowboy with his big Columbia record. That's what it's like to be lonesome.
The streets are dark and empty, and you walk them all alone. You think about your love affair and wonder what went wrong. You go to bed each night and pray you'll never see the dawn. afraid of each tomorrow, with its heartless cold unknown. And that's what it's like to be lonesome.
Lonesome.
Oh, love, a broken heart has taught to cry.
Lonesome.
And that's what it's like to be lonesome.
Lonesome.
I know, 'cause I'm a mighty lonesome guy. You go to all the taverns where the music's playing loud. You try to lose your heartache in the laughter of the crowd. But the happy couples make you think of things that might have been, and you have to hide the teardrops till you're by yourself again. And that's what it's like to be lonesome.
Lonesome.
Oh, love, a broken heart has taught to cry.
Lonesome.
And that's what it's like to be lonesome.
Lonesome.
I know, 'cause I'm a mighty lonesome guy.
Like, it's about it for this evening. And we'd like to say it was sure nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. But be sure and listen next week, won't you? When Don Gibson will be heading up the show, and we'll have my good friend, Bill Anderson, along as his guest. Till then, this is Ray Price, and I'd like to say thanks, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Sometimes the most quiet passage in a piece of music is the most effective, and a quiet fact is often more impressive than loud shouting. For example, more people smoke Camel cigarettes and have for 10 straight years than any other kind. Any filter, any king, any regular. Now the reason behind that fact is particularly significant today. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The costly Camel blend of choice quality Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equal. There is nothing else just like the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness of each and every Camel. More and more people are realizing that the best tobacco makes the best smoke. Try Camel and see for yourself why it remains the most pleasing, most popular cigarette of all year after year. If you're smoking more today but enjoying it less, well then, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.